to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I want you to know that God made each of you for the purpose of serving Him in a way that no one else can. I'm going to say that again. There are some of you that don't think that anyone cares, and if you weren't on this earth, it wouldn't matter. Listen to this. God made you for the purpose of serving Him in a way that no one else can. The gifts you've been given come together to create a journey as unique as you are. Remember that. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, my friend. You truly are. And I'm so glad that you're listening today, because I'm going to be talking a little bit about the State of the Union address, but also about things that will really build up your spirit. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And the scripture for this week has been 2 Samuel 22, 33 through 34. And in the intro, I was saying, God is your strong fortress. He makes your way perfect. He makes you as sure-footed as a deer, enabling you to stand on mountain heights. Well, one dear friend, she texted me. I get my emails and my texts confused. She texted me with a photo, and she said, you mentioned deer, and here are some bighorn sheep on this. And can you count how many there are? Well, I counted them as much as I could, because some of them just hide in those cliffs. And she said, there are eight. We counted eight on our way up to the mountains. And I said, oh, that is beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. So He makes you as sure-footed as a bighorn sheep. Oh, I don't know how they do it. I really don't. But they're so sure-footed. Oh, praise God. And He's your God. He's your Lord. He's been there since the days of David, when He blessed David, since the days of Moses, when He would talk to Moses on the top of the mountain, since the days of Daniel, when He kept him safe from the lions. That's the same God we serve, folks. I'm so blessed. Oh, we're so blessed. And it's wonderful to know that we have that hope and assurance that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you watched the State of the Union address, and don't listen to the left. Don't listen to CNN. Because I thought it was entertaining, electric with excitement, and it gave us up to date news on the economy of the United States. And yes, some of us do not see prices coming down, especially in the state of Colorado and some of the blue states, folks, because it is run by radical Democrats that continue to get monies from the middle class of Colorado in order to feed and house the illegal aliens in our state. I mean, I don't mean to be harsh. I don't. And of course, this is Barbara's soapbox. But if we don't see things as they are, we're only fooling ourselves, and we're living in deception and in denial. And I'd rather be practical and real and give my Lord requests from the real world and not the fantasy world, that world that is made up of fantasy thoughts. So we cast those thoughts down. And I'm praising God for His continual presence in this state of disrepute of Colorado. It's going to come back, folks. And I still recommend Victor Marx, M-A-R-X. For the governor of the Colorado. And I know some of you have said, oh, it won't matter. It's Democrat. How do you change the Democratic way? By voting for one who has the conservative value and the policies that I love. So I'm still voting for Victor Marx. I hope you do too. And God is everywhere you are, my friend. He watches over His word to perform it in your life. And that's from Jeremiah 1:12, when Jeremiah was Oh, doubting that he was the one that God was calling to ministry. He said, God, I'm just a young guy and I don't even know how to talk. And God assured him by saying, I watch over my word to perform it in your life. Praise the Lord. That's so good. Well, at the State of the Union address, I was thanking God for the president we have. Now, he's not perfect by any means, but if those borders would have continued to be open for every convict and reject to come across, and I'm saying, I hopefully, just to a few, but even of the 20 million that came across, if 10 million are bad, okay, then I'm glad the borders are shut and we would not be living, we wouldn't be living like we are. Peacefully. I can peacefully go to sleep every night. Now, praise the Lord that the borders are closed and only those who truly want to be American citizens will become citizens by taking steps to become citizens. Praise the Lord. As I watched the left sitting and not applauding when veterans and victims of illegal activity were spotlighted, I wondered, what is wrong with them? have they had the wrong brain inserted? I don't know. Are they already dead? Oh, and then to see Ilhan Omar and Tlaib shouting and making a negative impact on the audience, I wondered how many Democrats agreed with them. Now, this is going to get kind of fun to listen to because we're going to pray for those people that their eyes would be open. But I was glad. Some of people said, why didn't Mike Johnson just kick him out? I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't ask Omar and Tlaib to leave. Because as you watched them and those big mouths just going all the time and shouting, and the people in front of them, I noticed one lady, she was leaning a little bit farther away. And I'm going, I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. Oh, and I wondered how many Democrats sitting there. No, they wouldn't rise up. And some of them did clap, though, at certain points. But I'm wondering if they have been under the table, given money, bribes. All kinds of things can happen. And I prayed that the eyes of the sincere Democrats' hearts would be enlightened by Holy Spirit. Now, you can read that in Ephesians 1, verse 17 and 18. And you can pray that for a loved one who just doesn't mean he's rebellious or she's stubborn. And that's a wonderful verse to read for them. So I prayed that their hearts would be enlightened by Holy Spirit and they would see the errors of their ways, because what Jesus said in Matthew 12 is true, folks. A family always in strife will not last, and the same with the Democratic Party. They've lost. They've lost already. And boy, they are just trying every method, every lawsuit they can to get people distracted. It may not look like it in the polls. It may look like they're ahead. What polls are you listening to? Because you know that the polls aren't always accurate either. But the true picture of the Democratic Party has now become the party of Omar and Tlaib. If the moderate Democrats don't stand up and say, this is enough, I'm through supporting anti-American rhetoric and communist and socialist tactics. Oh, I'm praying that day of enlightenment would come to sincere Democrats in Jesus' name. And I hope you're praying that same thing. That's how we can win. That's how this country can be turned around, when we say prayers for the enemy. And I'm saying enemy generally speaking, because they're out to make, well, it's what Obama said, we're going to change America. Well, I believe the Americans that voted for that man did not believe that the change that he was thinking of. So I just want you to think about it. It's really at the State of the Union address Tuesday night, President Trump emphasized U.S. economic growth, foreign policy successes, oh, and many of those, and argued for trade tariffs. Now, I don't agree with this 100%, but there are certain tariffs that we need to get money back for what they had huge tariffs on us. So I understand balancing. Surprise guests included military heroes and the men's Olympic hockey team. And he gave a Medal of Honor to the goalie Connor Hellenbuck. And awards to military heroes included a Purple Heart and a Presidential Medal of Freedom. And key proposals covered retirement savings, that's my category, and voter ID limits, Saving American Act, The Saving America Act are those IDs that are required to vote. I agree with that totally. And AI company electricity rates, though implementation details remain unclear. I want to say that AI needs more energy than what we are consuming as middle-class citizens. AI is going to just soak up all the energy we have, so, and the electricity. So I want you to be aware of that. Trump asserted that the U.S. is winning, citing a jobs and manufacturing boom, immigration crackdowns, and trade tariffs. He highlighted foreign policy achievements, including the ousting of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and airstrikes on Iranian nuclear targets. One of the prisoners who had just been released from the most notorious prison in Venezuela was there with his daughter. Oh, that was a tender moment. I'm so glad I was watching that. And President Trump also awarded the pilot of the lead helicopter that went in there to Caracas, Eric Slover, who was seriously wounded in capturing Maduro, and he got the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest decoration for valor in action against an enemy force. And it was presented to him by Lieutenant General Jonathan Braga, commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command, placing the medal around Slover's neck. Now, Trump described Slover's actions as critical to the operation's success, noting that his ability to endure searing pain in his legs, he was shot four times, and continue flying was the only thing Eric was thinking about, ensuring the safe delivery of commandos and the capture of Maduro and his wife. And the mission resulted in Maduro's arrest without any American lives lost, though seven U.S. service members sustained gunshot and shrapnel injuries. So, and I could see during the presentation, Eric was just in pain. He had two canes, and he was in pain. And, oh, Father, bring healing to his hips and his legs. Oh, healing, complete healing in Jesus' name. And when I see something like this, friend, that's when I pray, because I have a feeling like if I go 5, 10, 15, half an hour, I'm going to lose my train of thought and I'm going to go into another area. So when God brings that up, immediately pray. Pray for that person that God brings up into your memory. Oh, I'm so glad that I did see it. And it was a blessing. And if you can Google the speech. Well, he did preach. Oh, the speech that President Trump gave at the State of the Union. It was really good. Forgive me. After Kimberly has been here for a couple of weeks and on the air, it takes me, it's like jet lag. I'm getting over it. So thank you for being patient with me. I got to thinking yesterday as Kimberly was teaching, and you can get to that teaching about waiting on the Lord by going to freedomstreet.org and clicking on resources, and that'll take you right to the radio shows, and easy peasy. And I believe that you'll really benefit from Kimberly's teaching and learn about getting your prayers answered waiting on the Lord. I know that sounds like a the opposite of what it should, but it works. And our thinking has everything to do with our faith walk and how we arrive with a mind fixed on the Word of God. There's a scripture in Proverbs 23, verse 7, that tells it as it is. And it says, "For as a man or woman thinks, so he is." And I looked it up in Strong's Concordance, 8176. And it says, "The mind is the gatekeeper of your soul." That means whatever comes into your mind that you take action with is going to wind up in your soul, and then it will be broadcast out through your body. So as a man thinks, so is he. It will come out who he really is. Your speech always gives you away. Darren told me that voice prints, yes, voice prints, are just as revealing as fingerprints. So I want you to remember that. Your voice does make a difference. Do you have a beautiful, mellow voice, deep voice, or do you have a screechy, high-tone voice that nobody can stand? Oh, and that verse reminds me, that's Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man thinks, so is he. It reminds me of Romans 8, verse 6. The mindset on the flesh is death. The mindset on the spirit is life and peace. So in Matthew 12, 33 through 37, A demon-possessed man was brought before Jesus who had an evil spirit that made him both blind and both mute. And here is a message from Travis.
Want to stay connected with Freedom Street? Get the Freedom Street Express newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Explore our Voice of Freedom blogs and dive into Darren Carmack's teachings, all at freedomstreet.org. Or just email us anytime at hello@freedomstreet.org. Freedom Street is a listener-supported ministry with no sponsors, and your donations make it possible for us to stay on the air sharing the good news of our freedom in Christ. Thank you for standing with us.
Thank you, Travis. And you can also donate there at freedomstreet.org. It's a beautiful new website. I hope you go through it. And Darren's sessions under, I believe, resources was the number one site that was looked at. So I hope you will go there. I was talking about Matthew 12, 33 through 37, how a demon-possessed man was brought before Jesus, and he was blind and mute. And Jesus healed him instantly, and he could see and talk again. Oh, I can't imagine. And the crowds went wild with amazement as they witnessed this miracle, and they kept saying to one another, "Could this man be the Messiah?" But when the Pharisees overheard what the people were saying, they said, "He casts out demons by the power of Satan, the prince of demons." So Jesus, supernaturally perceiving God knows our thoughts, Jesus knows your thoughts, folks, and motives. So he told them this parable. It's really good. Matthew 12. Any kingdom that fights against itself is reduced to ruins, and any family or community splintered by strife will fall apart. So if Satan casts out Satan, he's making war on himself. How then could his kingdom stand? So if Satan empowers me, this is Jesus speaking, to cast out demons, who empowers your exorcists who cast them out? Go ask them. Let them be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the power of the Spirit of God, then the end of Satan's kingdom has come. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. He goes on to say in Matthew 12, in the 33rd verse, you may determine, and he's talking about fruit. And I want to talk to you because you can identify a person, I believe, a lot of times, whether they're born again or not, by the fruit, by their words, by their actions. Fruit is something you bear about whom you serve. And if you serve Jesus, it's going to be good fruit. If you serve the devil, it's going to be rotten fruit. And that's what he says here in the 33rd verse. You must determine if a tree is good or rotten. You can recognize good trees by their delicious fruit. And if you find rotten fruit, you can be certain that the tree is rotten. The fruit defines the tree. But if you, who are known as the Pharisees, are rotten to the core, like venomous snakes, then you know what your fruit is. Now, Jesus was not kind and gentle with these people. He was. How can your words be good if you are rotten within? For what has been stored up in your hearts will be heard in the overflow of your words. And friends, that's why sometimes you might, a curse comes out. You're, where did that come from? Well, it was hidden. And as we purify ourselves in the Word of God, those things may come up every once in a while. Well, you just cast them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Be gone. I won't ever see you again. I don't ever want to speak of you again, you curse word. And it will be gone. You will not think about that anymore, or even it won't even come up quickly anymore. Verse 35 of Matthew 12 says, when virtue or truth is stored within, the hearts of good, upright people will produce good fruit. But when evil is hidden within, those who are evil will produce evil fruit. You can be sure of this. When the day of judgment comes, everyone will be held accountable for every careless word he has spoken. Oh my goodness, I've said so many don't worry about it. Don't be concerned. Say, in Jesus' name, Father God, I thank you that you are forgiving me of all the past, all those careless words, all those worthless words in Jesus' name. I thank you. You're not even covering them, Lord. You're forgetting them and casting them out forever. That's right. And you can say that prayer right now, even if you've been a horrific cursed person. You can say that right now, and God is forgiving you. Oh, when the day of judgment comes, you will be held accountable. So make sure your page is clean before God. Your very words will be used as evidence, and your words will declare you either innocent or guilty. So come on, ask God to forgive you and come on the innocent side. Oh, you're a child of the King. Remember that. Here's John and me.
Oh, rejoice,
you're a child of the King.
Yes, rejoice,
you're a child of the King. Lift your head up high and rejoice, you're a child of the King. It's time to celebrate His mighty love and majesty. Things that the Lord has prepared are good, won't you taste and see? Our Lord Jehovah is the King of kings and evermore shall be. Lift your head up high and rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Little children, rejoice,
little children, rejoice,
you're a child of the King. Oh, rejoice,
you're a child of the King.
Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Lift your head up high and rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Little children, rejoice,
you're a child of the King. Oh,
rejoice,
you're a child of the King. Yes,
rejoice,
you're a child of the King. Lift your head.
Praise God. You're a child of the King. That's so exciting. I am so grateful that Tuesday night, President Trump reiterated that this nation is under God. And I'm sorry if that riles some people. Oh, we serve many gods, or our God Allah is God. And no, we serve one God. One God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His Son, born of the Virgin Mary. I mean, this Bible is true, folks. You may think of it as a fantasy, some of you listening. It is not. It's real. It's true. It's historical. And I'm so grateful that Jesus is a the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to God, and there's no other way to heaven, folks. There's no other way to God, and there's no other way to heaven. And God says in Isaiah 56, verse 5, to all those who keep themselves pure and choose the things which please me and hold firmly to my covenant, to them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better and more enduring than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. And some of you have never had children. I have a cousin who, his wife, and he decided they didn't want children. And he's my age, exactly my, he's one day younger than I am. And he has said many times, I know some of my friends, they just really cherish their children. But he said, Barbara, if you haven't had them, you don't miss them. That was good advice. So don't feel like you have missed out on something just because God has chosen you, or you have even chosen to not have children during your lifetime. You may have gathered more sons and daughters, as it says here in Isaiah 56, more sons and daughters than biological sons and daughters, by your kindness, by your gentleness, by your generosity. Praise the Lord. And God goes on to say, I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. You are always seen by God. You are cherished by God. You are a beloved in Him. And most of all, friend, you're a child of the King, a child of the God of the universe, a child of our Lord Jesus, well, big brother Jesus, a child, a brother and a sister of our big brother. Oh, what a wonderful heritage we have in the spirit world. Remember that. You may not be getting along in this natural world, but remember the spiritual world you live in is far beyond all you could ask or think. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.